Oklahoma election results, and the state Senate advances a bill to expand teacher literacy training. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, February 11th. I'm Mick Daniels. Oklahomans in 60 counties voted in dozens of elections on Tuesday. In Oklahoma City, residents overwhelmingly reelected David Holt to serve as mayor. He earned support from more than 85% of voters.
We are not finished yet, and we are absolutely living in Oklahoma City's golden age. And thanks to the people of Oklahoma City tonight, that continues for another 4 years.
Elsewhere in the state, Dylan Travis scored a seat in the state house representing all of Pawnee County and parts of Payne, Creek, Osage, and Noble counties. The Republican is an agriculture business owner who campaigned on his commitment to rural issues like road improvements. Voters in some of the state's largest school districts approved school bonds. Edmond, Deer Creek, and Jenks all got a thumbs up for continued renovation and expansion. You can find more election results at kgou.org. Oklahoma lawmakers have begun their trek to overhaul the state's literacy policy. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the Senate Education Committee advanced a bill Tuesday to get teachers more training on effective reading techniques.
Senate Education Chair Adam Pugh's Senate Bill 1338 would make a teacher coaching pilot program permanent. The HEROES Literacy Instructional Team is a 3-year program launched in 2023 that places literacy coaches across the state to train educators in teaching strategies for reading. HEROES stands for Help Elevate Reading Outcomes for Every Student. There are currently about a dozen coaches serving 132 schools out of over 500. Pugh wants to scale that program to about 50 coaches over the next several years, which will come with a price tag.
We did 3 years and $10 million, and so that's just for the current team. So needless to say, scaling that more to reach every school district is going to require more investment.
The bill advanced unanimously and was referred to the Appropriations Committee. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Service Oklahoma offices will close for several days this week as the agency upgrades its software system. The changes are part of Project Boost, which aims to improve efficiency, cut wait times in half, and strengthen security to reduce fraud. Online services will be unavailable from 5 p.m. Wednesday through Monday. In-person locations will close Thursday through Sunday with limited appointments available on President's Day. Full services are set to resume Tuesday, February 17th. The Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department is seeking operators for the 5 restaurants and state parks. KGOU's Deborah Shar has this update.
The agency released a request for proposals with a March 23rd deadline. Financial issues with the last operator forced the state to close the restaurants in September. The state changed the requirements to allow bidding on individual park restaurants. All restaurant types are eligible, and the restaurants don't have to operate in full service capacity year-round. There is also flexibility on the revenue share model. Officials say the new RFP structure was designed to be mutually beneficial to the restaurant operator and state parks. I'm Deborah Shar.
Read more news at kgou.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.